two crime classics.
Nothing beats a story full of murder, kidnapping and theft. And that's why crime novels regularly top bestseller lists. Check out these two crime classics.
The Talented Mr. Ripley. The Talented Mr. Ripley, 1955, is a psychological thriller by the British novelist Patricia Highsmith. It's about a con man called Tom Ripley. He's sent by shipping magnate Herbert Greenleaf to Mongibello, Italy, to try to persuade Greenleaf's son, Dickie, to return to the States. Tom befriends Dickie and becomes obsessed with him. But Dickie and his friend Marge soon get tired of Tom. Eventually, Tom murders Dickie, steals his identity, and moves to Rome to live off his victim's trust fund. The question is, will he get away with it? The book won many awards and is the first in the five-part Ripleyad series. Critics attribute the novel's success to the fact that Tom is a fascinating anti-hero. He's both a murderer and very likable. Highsmith described him as suave, agreeable, and utterly immoral. And one reviewer called Tom charming, literate, and a monster.
He had offered Dickie friendship, companionship, and respect. Everything he had to offer. And Dickie had replied with ingratitude and now hostility. Dickie was just shoving him out in the cold. If he killed him on this trip, Tom thought, he could simply say that some accident had happened. He just thought of something brilliant. He could become Dickie Greenleaf himself. He could do everything that Dickie did. He could go back to Mongibello first and collect Dickie's things, tell Marge any damn story, set up an apartment in Rome or Paris, receive Dickie's check every month and forge Dickie's signature on it. He could step right into Dickie's shoes. The Long Goodbye. The Long Goodbye, 1953, is a crime novel by American writer Raymond Chandler. It's part of an eight-book series following the hard-living Los Angeles detective Philip Marlowe. In this story, Marlowe has to find out who killed local woman Terry Lennox. But first, he has to prove it wasn't him. Philip Marlowe is an interesting character. He drinks and smokes to excess, but also enjoys poetry and chess. One writer described him as the perfect noir hero, the classic, tough, wisecracking detective, with a soft heart and a hunger for the truth.
I'm a licensed private investigator and have been for quite a while. I'm a lone wolf, unmarried, getting middle-aged, and not rich. I've been in jail more than once, and I don't do divorce business. I like liquor and women and chess and a few other things. The cops don't like me too well, but I know a couple I get along with. I'm a native son, born in Santa Rosa, both parents dead, no brothers or sisters, and when I get knocked off in a dark alley sometime, if it happens, as it could to anyone in my business, nobody will feel that the bottom has dropped out of his or her life.